歌书封面内页 A， 封面内页 A。
赞美天主。
三位一体的天主，你曾向梅瑟说，我是自由者，你靠自身而存在，你是无限的，没有起因，没有根源，是原始与终结，你超越在万物之上，超越时空，你是无限的存在体，现在是，过去是，将来都是，你是整个宇宙的主宰，永恒的天主，你是美善的，无限地美善，你是神圣超越的，千真万确，你是永远幸福的，无限的幸福。人有限的能力和智慧，实在难以明白你的无限伟大。自有者天主，我们向你屈膝叩拜，俯首致敬。你是万物的根源，从这个根源发出一切，创造一切。你创造了物质，创造了生命，创造了天使。你隐藏在万物中，无论是物质是生命，你都临在其中，临在于一切精神内、物质内。你给自己的创作安排好计划，指定好使命，世上一切的生命都要归向你，无限生命之源的天主。至高无上、超越一切的天主，我们全心归向你，瞻仰你。虽然我们是有限的，不相称于无限的事物，更不能容纳无限的天主，但我们是来自无限，心灵必然追求无限，举向无限，以儿女之心享慕你，三位一体的天主。奥斯定曾经咁话：主啊，因为你做我是为了归向你，我们的心如不安息在你的怀里，便不会安宁。造物主天主啊，我们的根源是来自你，终向必然是回归你，我们的主宰。求你赐予恩宠，使我们深切领悟生活的意义，就是寻找你，得到你，接近你，让你至圣圣三的生命活在我们之内。阿们。 圣天主圣三圣父圣子圣神，我哋全心全灵欣崇朝拜你，赞颂感谢你，三位一体的天主，你在永恒已经爱了人类，在你创造人之前已先想到我们，爱了我们，你在我们身上赐予使我们分享你生命的圣宠，可以好像天主那样有智慧和爱的能力，这是你创造人时对人表示最大的爱，是人最宝贵的财富。圣约望福音第三章十六节，天主竟这样爱了世界，甚至赐下了自己的独生子，使凡信他的人不至丧亡，反而获得永生。天父，感谢你的爱，你创造的大恩，感谢你对人类倾注你无限的慈爱，从创世之初，你已愿意世人分享你的生命、你的爱和永恒的喜乐，但愿在我们生命的每一个时刻，常以孝爱、以顺服的心、以儿子的心来成行你的旨意，愿你的圣名永受光荣和赞美。圣约望福音第十三章第一节，他既然爱了世上属于自己的人，就爱他们到底。而第十五章十二至十三节这样记载，这是我的命令，你们该彼此相爱，如同我爱了你们一样。人若为自己的朋友舍掉性命，再没有比这更大的爱情了。耶稣，感谢你的爱，你救赎的大恩，你为使罪恶的人类重获生命而舍弃自己的性命，你隐藏在圣体中，时刻与我们相佳，并作我们生命之粮，因为你爱我们一直到底，你要求我们彼此相爱，在你内共融合一，这是你的命令，求你助佑我们努力去实行你爱的诫命，做你忠实的门徒。圣约望福音第十五章二十六节，当护卫者，就是我从父那里要给你们派遣的，那发于父的真理之神来到时，他必要为我作证。第十六章十三节，当那一位真理之神来时，他要把你们引入一切真理。圣神，感谢你的爱，你启迪 圣化的大恩，你引导我们明悟真理，以你圣宠的光烛照我们的灵魂，步向圣德之路，求你调整我们的生命，赐予我们全心归依天主的信德，迈向天主的望德，结合天主的爱德，使我们的心追求永远，追求天主，追求至圣圣三的生命。阿们。
Thank you.
至圣天主圣三，圣父圣子圣神，我哋全心全灵钦崇朝拜你，赞颂感谢你。三位一体的天主，你的本性就是爱，无限的爱，永恒的爱，在你的爱内存在着圣三的奥秘，圣父爱圣子，圣子爱圣父，圣父圣子相爱所产生的结果就是无限的爱，即天主第三位的圣神。在天主内三位分明，尊威均等，互相欣赏，互相爱慕，永远幸福，无限幸福。天主啊，你内在生活的奥秘，圣三的奥秘，高深莫测，你的超越性非我们受造物能领悟理解，但求你赐给我们圣宠去多点认识你，在祈祷中接近你，藉信德去寻找你，以纯朴的目光去静观体验你的临在，你的爱和你善。圣母在物主歌耶的讯息，亲爱的孩子们，你们不知道天主爱你有多深，天主是伟大的，他对每一个受造物的爱都是伟大的，为此请为能了解天主的爱和美善祈求吧。我恳请你们加强信德，信赖天主，他对你们的爱深不可测。亲爱的孩子们，请以一首爱歌来光荣天主，好让天主的爱在你们内一天一天成长，直至圆满。今天我恳请你们赞美天主，心灵和生活亦尊天主的名为圣。小孩子们，当你们沐浴在天主的圣善时，他与你们同在，并赐你们一份来自天主的平安和喜乐。这份平安，这一份的喜乐，只有藉着祈祷方能领受。小孩子们，祈祷吧，打开你们的心，迎向天主的爱情。但你们若不祈祷，便无法办得到。小孩子们，你们看不见天主，但如果你们祈祷，便会感受到他正在你们身旁。天主藉着祈祷，在祈祷内接近你们。为此，小孩子们以祈祷和守斋来武装自己，你们就会意识到天主有多爱你，然后便会履行天主的旨意。多谢你们回应我的呼唤。圣母妈妈，多谢你的提醒和教导，请特别在天主台前为我们祈求增强信德的恩宠。你在物主歌耶 重复耶稣所说的，那些没有看见而相信的人是有福的。我哋完全相信天主内有三位，相信天主就是爱，天主之母玛利亚，你如今生活在天主的荣光之中，永远拥有天主，你是圣父的爱女，圣子的母亲，圣神的正配，求你教导我们如何更爱天主，拥有天主，亦都为我们祈求主与你同在的恩宠。阿们。歌书第三十一首，三十一首。
我的灵魂颂扬上主，衷心赞美我们的天主上主，衷心赞美，衷心赞美，衷心赞美我们的上主。我的灵魂颂扬上主，衷心赞美我们的天主上主，衷心赞美，衷心赞美，衷心赞美我们的上主。
现在让我们来听一听五月二十五日圣母的信息。亲爱的孩子们，天主容许我邀请你们重新改变自己，请打开心灵，去接受已为你们预备了的恩宠，让你们成为这个没有和平世界的和平见证人。你们在这个世界的生命是短暂的，请你们祈祷，好能向往天国和天国的事物。你们将会对这个世界有另一种看法，你们不是孤单的，我和你们再在一起，并在圣子面前为你们祈祷。多谢你们回应我的召叫。请坐。We now invite Nana to share her experience in Medjugorje. We welcome Nana.
Good evening. Among us, who has not been to Medjugorje? So we've all been there.Okay, I don't know what I got myself into when Pat asked me to say a few words. And she said about my experience. Why did I want to go to Medjugorje? I went to Lourdes, I went to Fatima, I went to Saint Teresa Avila.And I've always wanted to go to Medjugorje when I first heard about it in the 1980s. But I didn't have an opportunity to go because bringing up family and everything else. So in 2013, this is almost 30 years later, I had an opportunity to go. Tell you a bit about myself.When I go to places like this, I don't expect anything. I just take what there is and just do my own thing. Anyway, my first experience in Medjugorje, when I went, I wasn't looking for anything. And when I got home, I think I started to experience a great peace, peace of mind, things that I approached in the past because they would say I'm a type A person to a certain extent. So I would always do everything in a rush or everything had to be done my way. But after Medjugorje, I began to notice that I seemed to pray a bit more. But when I say pray, I didn't say the rosary more often. I didn't read the Bible. But I was talking to Mary and to Jesus a lot within myself. And every time something happened, I would sort of meditate a lot more. And things just seemed to fall into place. And like I said, there was a great peace of mind. To give you an example, one Christmas I had bought something for a very, very close relative of mine. And I found out that this person had given two of my presents to her, to someone else. My initial reaction in the past would have been anger. But instead, I felt a bit of disappointment and a bit of sadness. But what I did was I meditated. And I wouldn't have done this in the past, because I would have confronted this person and said, what did you mean by doing this and all that. But anyway, and I started meditating, and it suddenly dawned on me to realize what this person was like. And I suddenly said to myself, would I want this person to change? And I said, no. I didn't want her to change because I liked her the way she was. And I came to the realization that she didn't do it to hurt me. She was a type of very generous person, so she figured she had three presents, she gave two away. And this is what I think Medjugorje did for me. It gave me a great peace of mind. And the next, I went back to Medjugorje in 2015. And on that trip, I lost my luggage. I was the only one in our group that the luggage didn't arrive in Sarajevo. I wasn't angry, I wasn't upset. I just shrugged my shoulders, and the people that know me could not believe that I didn't do anything about it. And my explanation was, well, there's nothing you can do, so just bear with it and it will come. And it did. But the funny thing is that, you know, when you pack your overnight bag, you always pack one change. And for some reason, this time when I lost my luggage, I had packed, for some reason, three changes in my overnight bag. I've never done this before. And I sat down and I started laughing within myself, and I thought, he did it because I had three changes and my luggage arrived on the third day. I went back again to Medjugorje in 2016. Why do I go back? Because, you know, you can pray anywhere. You don't have to go to Medjugorje to pray. But when I am in Medjugorje, I find, like I said, with the music that we just heard, it gives me so much peace that I don't know, it has changed me. Now, friends that I went with has experienced phenomenal things, like the sun spinning or certain signs. I have never seen a sign, and I'm not looking for a sign. But the people that I have gone to, with, and people that I know that went out of curiosity, they saw the sign and now they want to go back. I had never seen a sign, but I want to go back. And I guess that's about it. And I'm going back again this year, God willing. And I will go back every year if I can, because there's something in Medjugorje that maybe I'm looking for and I haven't got the answer, but I think I've got my answer, is peace of mind. And I think that's about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. 请各位跪下，接受圣体的降服。
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
歌书第39首，39首。